This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
That guy's like a bad rash. It immediately goes away. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. And it is a pleasure. I enjoy doing this. Sometimes I don't enjoy doing it because, like, everything I'm reporting on is just nasty. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate the time. I just saw Obama over my shoulder. Taking swipes at Donald Trump, President Trump, for his Border Patrol policy. I guess because he actually had one. Or actually has one. I mean, really, Obama truly was a softer, gentler failure of a president. I mean, come on, think about it. Seriously. I don't know how you guys can say for... And some of my friends that are Democrats, I just... My head just kind of... bobs around thinking you're sitting there looking at me in the face and told me for 8 years a man couldn't get unemployment where it needed to be, couldn't get the economy moving, and now that President Trump's in and it's moving and unemployment rate is taking a nosedive, it's because Obama did it. Right. And I'm sorry I didn't see it before. It makes so much sense. Conservative media has put up a piece about California students who are asked if the border wall should be built. And I'm telling you, when you hear the responses, you'll probably think the same thing I do. Like, these people are in college? It's kind of where I'm at. You just got to listen. And again, I'm almost afraid to do this. Almost afraid. So... have your finger on the button, just in case.
Here aren't only conservative, not only liberal, but there's a few things that they all agree on.
I think there's almost no platform or institution that's probably least trustworthy than college professors at the moment.
I would say microphones on the internet are pretty much the most unlikely source for valuable information.
Thank you.
Like Alex Jones, yourself.
Great, I appreciate that. So then let me ask you this, then back to the question then, with the immigration wall. Since I am an... yes, it's a good thing it's a good thing that the question and the statement "you are what you eat" isn't true. Also, this would be disgusting. This would be disgusting. This is Elijah here with Slightly Offensive. We got another episode coming out. We're at Orange Coast College talking to people about the immigration wall and apparently also some racism mixed in, because you can't talk about a wall without talking about the people that it's trying to prevent from coming over.
Now that's funny, because two things there. One is Orange Coast College is predominantly white college. You know, it's a good college, predominantly white. And number two, you know, when they talk about this racism, right? Who do you know on the right that says, yes, we have to close the border down to keep the Mexicans out? It's always about the illegals. And they're not always Mexicans, as you see now. And as you heard earlier, there are Asians coming through from there. Because it's easier to get through from there than it is to actually do it the right way, right? Asians, Iranians, South American, I mean, they're from all over. This is not specific to one person, one area.
Over. Please like, subscribe, and make sure that you support us on Patreon.
With it.
So which cases are people dying on the wall?
You know, like, people try to jump over from their side to our side. They get shot down.
So I don't think people on the border are getting shot, though.
I know, right? I can't even say what I want to say. So this college student, this astute young man, finds that kids are getting, or people are getting shot down off the wall. Although, I don't know about you, I do this every day. 3 hours a day, I haven't heard about anybody getting shot down off the wall. Right? This kid is lost.
Oh. On the wall.
Well, regardless if they do get shot or not, that point's irrelevant for the wall part.
Well, if we just took a fraction of the money that we spend on resources for illegal immigrants already in this country, we could fund the wall. But you're saying not only do we not have a new wall, but what do you think we should do about the existing wall? Should we keep it or get rid of it?
Get rid of it?
Like, I'm not sure, but everybody else is saying, like, the wall's bad, so maybe we should get rid of it?
Maybe not get rid of it in a physical sense, because, like, it'll cost money to get rid of it, but maybe not regulate it.
So, like, so for fiscal reasons, don't get rid of it because it costs money to remove, but maybe remove the Border Patrol agents so people can jump it.
Yeah.
How?
Come on. These are college kids. These are your nieces and nephews, your sons and daughters, your grandsons and granddaughters. This is what professors are shoving in their heads. Yes, let's leave the wall up and get rid of the Border Patrol. Because, yeah, whatever. Because people are getting shot down anyway.
How many Border Patrol agents should we have on the southern border then with the new proposed plan to sort of not regulate it?
I'm not sure. I'd say a skeleton crew, so I don't know how to estimate that. But at least enough to see, like, not...
100 more, less than 100?
Yeah. 100 more. Don't you love this? I don't know. I don't have the answers. I don't know how many there are now. Why are you asking me these questions? No, no, seriously. I'm not trying to be funny here. I love this. You know, recently, as some of you know, I ran for office in my local area. And the thing that always bothers me about these people, when they run for office, they know that they can do better than you. Right? They know they can do better than the person sitting in there. And 9.5 out of 10 of them never know anything about the office they're running for. They really don't know what they do, what the trustee is supposed to be doing. They don't know how much power you actually have or don't have. And the one I always love when it comes to education is we get more money in the classroom, but none of them can tell you what the budget is. And they can't tell you how much money goes in the classroom now. So how do you know you can put more money in the classroom? Okay. Fair question. I'm Joe Vasini, your host. You'll see the real side. Don't go far. Well, stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract
from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maraca.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, some of you have asked me, why am I not dealing with the whole Manafort issue? All right, there's 3,000 other shows out there who deal with it. You all know, you're smart enough if you're listening to this show, you know what that's all about, right? I mean, I really believe now that Mueller is trying to, like Jerome Corzine and a few others, he's trying to bully these guys, browbeat them into submission, into, you know, I mean, think about something. Here's a man that's over 70 years old. They're asking about emails that he may or may not have forwarded 2 years ago. I am not over 70. If you ask me about emails that I wrote 2 years ago or forwarded from one person to another without showing them to me or setting me up in a scenario, I don't know. I can't tell you what emails I forwarded last week. So I know how they play the game. I know how they catch you in a quote-unquote lie. Well, we have it right here on your machine that you forwarded, so you're obviously lying. Well, no, I obviously forgot. Okay? I would start off every sentence when I answer with them, according to my recollection. My brain isn't that good, but you know what? What I see is, or what I remember is, that's how I would be dealing with it. Anyway. Back to the California students who were asked if we should build a water. I love this. Right? I mean, this is. I think this is great. You can hear what these young people actually think. Maybe.
Donald Trump doesn't comment on white nationalists or the things that are happening.
He disavowed white nationalism multiple times, and David Duke, yeah, he has.
Yeah, she's got a confused look on her face. But did he? Oh, I didn't hear that. You know why? Because the left-wing news only beats me up with this other stuff. It never really tells me the truth, and it never tells me when the president comes back and tries to fix something or comment differently on something. But hey, what do I know?
What about CNN? What about what happened in Charlottesville when he
disavowed it?
Very fine people.
But he later came back and said sorry, and he apologized.
Back because of all the backlash he received?
Oh, no, because that's the only reason he would. You know, when Obama apologized, and I don't think he ever did, the few times he did apologize for saying the wrong thing, was it because of the backlash, or was it because he truly had a heartwarming moment?
In all of the hate that he was getting from people of color.
I mean, don't you think that Antifa and white nationalists are both just as bad as each other?
No.
Of course not, because you're young. You see a distinct difference between the two.
Well, how is Antifa better?
They're both bad, but no, white nationalists. And as always, when we talk about white nationalists, we're always comparing them to some other group. It's never just about white nationalists.
I like to put all the bad groups in one corner where they're all bad.
We never just, you know, single them out like we do.
Well, because why would we just single out one bad group? Why wouldn't we be open and willing to discuss all of them?
Don't we do that already with a bunch of other issues?
Which ones?
Bunch of other issues. What, talking about? People of color in regards to police brutality. Talk about people of color in regards to crime. We single them out. We talk about all the statistics with them, and especially in regards to crime, we paint this picture of black people and minority people as villains. And
who's we?
We do that all the time.
Who's we?
The media.
I don't.
The media. White people in general. And
now he's in the media. He's white people, and he just told her he didn't. I'm in the media. I'm white people. I don't. You know where they're getting this, right? You know where the millennials are getting their information. You know how they're fed this stuff? It's through the hardcore left-wing progressive professors that you stick them in front of, that we have allowed to happen. And again, part of that is because we need conservative professors. We need conservative educators. We need you to step up and stick up for your principles, for our principles. That young lady is doing nothing but spewing all the garbage that she gets from MSNBC, CNN, and other, yes, fake news groups. We don't talk about the brutality, police brutality, when it comes to black Americans. Actually, we do. And you look at the real numbers, and it's not where they led you to believe they're at. Any life that's lost due to police brutality or that kind of thing is wrong and bad. Any. See, it's all about, it's if they would take the time to go look at real statistics, go look at what the crime rates are in Baltimore, in Chicago, and if they're black on black. They're not white on black. They're not black on white. They're mostly black on black.
Oh, I mean, we do that all the time. We single out other races all the time, so why not single out white nationalists? We always talk about white nationalists with other groups of people that also do harm. We can never just talk about...
Do you know exactly how many white nationalists are in the country and if it's a real threat?
I don't, but
I know there's a lot. This stuff drives me nuts. It just drives me nuts. Because they're spewing again what the professors are saying. They're not spewing anything that has to do with fact. They're spewing what the professors are saying, and it's wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, when it comes to the border wall, the Mexican officials are going out of their mind with this stuff. Right? I mean, you've got the mayor of Mexico's sixth largest city, and he is getting miffed at the caravan people coming up. He's getting miffed at what they're doing. They don't want help. It's obvious they won't present themselves properly. And he doesn't like the fact that they're flooding his community as well. Tijuana Mayor Juan Manuel Gastelum said that the caravan migrants arriving by the hundreds are no longer welcome. And this is becoming, from mayors of cities up and down Mexico, this is becoming more and more of a sentiment of theirs. Right? Gastelum described the caravan of Central American migrants as a horde that has been infiltrated by criminals who now threaten the community. Now, think about what he's saying. We have too many criminals in there that are threatening my community, and I won't have it. Where is the Mexican government on this? Where's the federal government on this? He went on to say, Tijuana is a city of immigrants, but we don't want them in this way. The mayor is a member of the Conservative National Action Party. He said it was different with the Haitians. They carried papers. They were in order. It wasn't a horde. Pardon my expression, but it's a reality. Gaston called on the Mexican government to deport the caravan of migrants as soon as possible. See, again, he sees what the problem this is. In a rebuttal to progressives, Gastelum said, hey, human rights are for law-abiding humans, not for animals. I threw that in. No, seriously, when you see what was going on at that border today, I touched on it a little bit with General Valerie. Right? You saw people shoving their kids in front of them. Who would do that? Who would do that to their son or daughter? Don't tell me a desperate parent. That's a line of malarkey. Hey, a new millennial poll shows that they believe that America is very racist and not great. And Obama was a god. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The votes are now being counted in the Mississippi Senate runoff election. So far, Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith has a small lead over Democrat Mike Espy. The polls are closed in Mississippi, and the closely watched Senate runoff between incumbent Republican Hyde Smith and Democrat Espy has caused the nation to sit up and take notice. Clovis Wright was there to cast his ballot.
I served in the military to give the people the right to vote.
Hyde Smith had to apologize for a video-recorded comment praising a supporter by saying she'd attend a public hanging if he invited her. She would become the first woman ever elected to represent Mississippi in Congress, while Espy would become the first black U.S. senator from Mississippi since Reconstruction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Mississippi is so happy tonight. Really. Think about what took place. Thank God people did not pay attention to the garbage that was being spewed. Hyde Smith is going to keep her seat. Senate will maintain the majority of Republicans, which has made every Democrat shudder. Now they're looking for reasons, I'm sure, at this point. They're looking for reasons on how to remove GOPers from the Senate. I'm sure. You know? You know, you asked earlier, but apparently Acosta went at it again for the with Sarah Sanders today. I mean, the guy, does he? You think he's a little god or something? Maybe that's what he believes, right? And, again, see, well, here's what I would do. I would put up
Sarah, getting back to Paul Manafort and the special counsel's office saying that he's violating the terms of his plea agreement by lying to investigators, would the president recommend that Mr. Manafort begin to cooperate, offer full cooperation to the special counsel's office?
We can only speak to what our role is in that process, and not only has the president, but the entire administration has been fully cooperative with the special counsel's office, providing hours and hours.
Now, understand something, that the White House cannot, or they're not going to, be involved with an investigation on the Trump campaign people, okay? I don't get why these people can't figure this out. Sarah Sanders is a spokesperson for the president in the White House, not the president and the Trump campaign team. Now, you would think a seasoned reporter would know that, right?
Hours of sit-downs, as well as over 4 million pages in documents. We continue to be cooperative, but we also know that there was no collusion, and we're ready for this to wrap up.
And if I could ask a follow-up, the president doesn't believe the warnings in the climate report. The president doesn't believe the CIA when it comes to Jamal Khashoggi. The president doesn't believe the intelligence community when it comes to Russia meddling. Why doesn't he have faith in his advisors?
That's not true. The president has a great deal of faith in the intelligence community and certainly in the team that he has assembled around him. However, I've addressed the climate report. There's really nothing else to add on that front.
Khashoggi, you said that that was not true, that he doesn't believe the CIA. He said the other day, maybe MBS did, maybe he didn't, the Crown Prince.
And we haven't seen definitive evidence come from our intelligence community that ties him directly to...
I'm letting this play out, because some of you I know didn't see this, or hear this even. But he keeps pushing the same question. Does he not have a double-digit IQ? Can he not see the... First off, she's already answered the question. She's answered it for other people in the room. She's answered the stage before, weeks before. This goes back and forth to the... I mean, are they waiting for her to trip up? Is that what it is? What do they think they are? Do they think they're FBI investigators? Are they working for Mueller? Mueller? Whatever.
That. What we have seen is a number of individuals that we know are tied to that, and those individuals have been sanctioned. The people that we have no doubt about their involvement, we've taken action on. And as he said, we'll see what happens beyond that, and if there's more definitive information, we'll make a decision at that point.
She just needs to shut him off. Just shut him down, shut him off. Right? And it's not a matter of not having faith in your advisors. Oh, stop it. He's never said flat out, I don't believe them. Has he? Am I missing something here? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Oh, God. I got so much I want to get to it. I know I'm not going to get to it. But let me get to the fun stuff. A new millennial poll shows that Americans believe, or young Americans believe, that Obama is racist. I'm sorry, that America's racist, not great, and Obama is like a god. Young Americans are turning on the country and forgetting its ideals. With nearly half of them believing that it isn't great, many eyeing the U.S. flag as a sign of intolerance and hatred. Now, this is according to a new survey. Who do you think is teaching them this? This is why I keep coming back at you conservatives. You conservative educators. You conservative teachers. Why aren't you involved? Why aren't you engaged? Why aren't you working this through? Those who came of age under former President Barack Obama also have a larger-than-life view of the 44th president and feel that he had a bigger impact on the United States than the father of the country. That's right. They think he's smarter, better than George Washington, which again tells you what they're being taught in college. The recent survey showed that millennials lack patriotism. Nearly one in five millennials see the American flag as a sign of intolerance and hatred. 4 in 10 millennials believe it's okay to burn the American flag. 1 in 2 millennials state that America will not be great in the future. And across all generations, millennials have the lowest level of agreement with the statement, I'm proud to be an American. Millennials are the generation most likely to believe that America is racist and sexist. And this is just amazing. You can find this at YouGov.com. Right, it was one of the, you know, again, you see the answers these people give and what they have to say and how it breaks down. The YouGov poll was the first State of America Patriotism Survey. It was conducted for the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness. The group educates Americans, especially grades K through 12, about the country's values and principles that make our nation exceptional. Some of the information you can get from the survey. 1 in 4 Americans don't think America is a great country today. 4 in 10 Americans think that America will not be a great country in the future. Right? I mean, 1 in 6 Americans don't think patriotism is a good thing. 1 in 10 Americans admitted they don't know anything about the Bill of Rights. What are we teaching these people? No, really, really seriously, what are we teaching these people? Right? 2 in 3 Americans under the age of 37 think that America's headed in the wrong direction, but they can't tell you what the direction that is. Right? What the poll found was that they have a lot of work to do when it comes to those 38 and younger. Just one example is 4 in 10 say it's okay to burn the flag, right? Younger Americans under 38, Gen Z and millennials are becoming unmoored from the institutions, right? The knowledge and the spirit traditionally associated with American patriotism. So they don't see, you know, this globalism mindset, this globalism brainwashing, if you would, has made its way into the young. And I'm going to go back to what I always say. Hitler knew exactly that if he had the youth, come on, you guys know this, I've told you this a million times, if he could get the youth, he could have the country. Remember that? And you look at these dictators out there, they go after the youth. They go after the youth because they know what it means. They go after the youth because they know that if they can get them thinking their way, if they get them doing things their way, they've got the country, they've got the government they want. American exceptionalism is on a decline. 46% of younger Americans don't agree that America is the greatest country in the world. But a lot of times they can't tell you why. 38% of younger Americans, and they give you answers, as you heard in the last video. They give you answers that make absolutely no sense. And they don't have any response. But, oh, how many border patrol agents should we have? I don't know. 100? Maybe 100? Maybe less? I don't know. But they're putting on answers. It's what I've been saying for years. And I noticed it when we first started doing the show. And we started doing these kind of interviews. And I would say, look, it's really interesting. They're answering, these college kids and others are answering questions about issues that it's very obvious they have no information about. They could care less. But they come across like they're this bastion of knowledge. Right? I guess Carly Fearing is right. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. Now, if you're a little duller than they are and they're putting out this information, they sound like they have a clue, you run with that, and then it becomes truth. 38% of younger Americans don't agree that we have a history that America should be proud of, then they don't know history. I would love to have these kids in a room and have a professor of history, a real professor of history, speak with them. I'm Joe Mattini, your host, at least for now. We'll talk to you soon. Don't go far.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, you got to be part of the conversation, man. You really do. I mean, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. Right? You got to be part of what's going on, and it has to be a conversation going back and forth. I mean, otherwise, sincerely, how do you come to the conclusions you come to? I mean, some of you do your own study, and I got all of that. I know you brainiacs are out there, the ones that listen to the show. I get all of that. But there's another reality here, too. Is you have to deal with people who don't do all that work, who don't do all that studying. How do you break it down to their level? And I don't mean that in a derogatory way, so keep your letters. So a friend of mine, I'll get back to the Obama story in a second, Millennial Obama, sent a copy of a letter sent by the city and county of Honolulu from the police department. And it was sent to a person he knows that has firearms. And it said, this letter is informing me that under the provisions of the Hawaiian revised statutes, you are disqualified from firearm ownership or possession of controlling firearms. Your medical marijuana use disqualifies you from ownership of firearms and ammunition. Seize your firearms upon disqualification. If you currently own or have any firearms, you have 30 days upon receiving this letter to voluntarily surrender your firearms before we show up at your house with a SWAT team and take them by force. That's my line, not theirs. Okay? So the medical doctor's clearance letter is required for any future firearms applications or return of firearms from the HPD. Now think about that. I mean, they're going to make it so easy to take guns away from you, and they're not going to attack the Second Amendment. Nobody ever attacks this stuff head on. Don't be stupid. It's little things like this. I also love Trump's tweet today, or yesterday. Very disappointing with General Motors that the CEO, Mary Barra, would close plants in Ohio, Michigan, Maryland. Nothing being closed in Mexico and China. The U.S. saved your butts. This is the thanks we get? He's looking at cutting subsidies. He should. Why should we subsidize a company who's doing business in another country? Come on. You know, I saw that, and at first I kind of blew it off, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? No, that's bad. We saved their butts. And they screwed a lot of people because Obama covered for them. They screwed a lot of investors, a lot of people that had pensions that got cut. Wasn't that nice of them? Under Obama. Yes, the little people got screwed under Obama. GM, their big investors got saved under Obama. What are we supposed to do? Let them go out of business? Yeah. Yeah. Let another company come in and pick them up. Been done before. Anyway, back to these boneheads. I'm sorry. That's how I see you sometimes. And you, I'm going to blame the parents for this. What were you teaching your kids? What were you telling your kids? Remember, I went off of this last night. We went off the air too quick. I couldn't finish it. And talking from a standpoint of, you know, you're going to let your kids figure out what they want to believe in? You're going to let your 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old work his or her way through God? Is there one? Isn't there one? What are they seeing in you? What are you talking about? What are you working? I mean, think about this. Again, another story today about hormone blockers given to a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old. Are you serious? You're going to let a 6- or 7-year-old or 8-year-old or 5-year-old decide whether they're male or female? You're going to let them decide what they're going to eat? Why don't you let them decide whether they're old enough to drive or not? What do you think? I mean, think about the asinine things you're letting your kids do. You parents that gave up parenting by allowing the kids to do whatever they want, to let them feel it out and decide on their own what they should be, where they should be, what they should be doing, whether they want to go to school or not. You gave them, and then you built the world around them. You let them know, no matter how bad they were, no matter what the bad things that they were doing, that the world revolved around them. That they were it. They were the sun of your universe. And then they come to work for me or anybody else like me. And all of a sudden they find out, hey, they don't do the work. They show up late. Not a good thing. Then they feel bad. And then they show up at the end of the week, get a paycheck, but they've only been there 3.5 days. They've been late twice. And they get a check that was less than what they were expecting. And guess what? Then they feel bad. And then 3 weeks later, when they keep up the habit because they can't figure out what they're doing wrong because the world revolves around them and they can't do anything wrong, and then they get fired, they come back with a gun later and shoot the place up because the world revolves around them and you never help them deal through hardships. You created a mentality that's all about them. Your kids are not perfect. You're not perfect. But when you treat them like they are, when you treat them like they're like the my as my mom would say, they act like their crap don't stink. You have raised a brat. You have raised a social monster. whether you want to hear it or not. Young people lacking patriotism, thinking that this country is bad, that it's never done anything good, that it's always been racist, that being a proud American, there are people dying to get here. I'm going to show you what a bonehead you are. You got 10,000 people at the border trying to get here. Plus, 10 or 12,000 coming here to this oppressive, nasty, racist, sexist, homophobic country. Who's the idiot? You or them? You, who's sitting in a college where you probably got grants from this terrible, nasty, hateful country, from the terrible, nasty, old, white taxpayers that you call out all the time. And what have you done in your life? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But you got it all figured out. Yes, it's my pound-on moment. Because you parents don't do this. What makes your son or daughter special? Because they're yours? Well, then that means mine are more special than yours because they're older and I have more of them. What have you done? What have you raised? And then we conservatives, shame on you too. Where have you been? Why aren't you in the classrooms? Why aren't you in the professorships? Why aren't you volunteering more to be on some of these boards and panels that help drive curriculum? Why aren't you there? And if you don't know about it, call and find out about it. American exceptionalism is on a decline. 46% of young Americans don't agree that America is the greatest country in the world. Really? Why don't you actually sit down and don't talk to the young person whose parents came here? Talk to the people who actually came here. Talk to the people who actually had to come here legally, who had to flee a nasty country for real, who actually got a college degree and an education, is doing stuff now. I've told you the story before. When I used to go to, I don't want to get her in trouble, but I had this driver, a limousine driver, and she was Iranian. And she was telling me that she owned the company and how she got here and what the plight was of her parents getting here and her, and she was old enough to remember how bad it was in Iran and then coming here and how she was able to go to school and get an education. And she flat out said on more than one occasion, these young Americans are just stupid. They don't know what they have, and that's it. They say you can't spoil a child. I don't agree with them. I think you can spoil a child. When you give a child pretty much everything that they want, you don't let them follow through some hardships. You don't teach them a little bit about adversity by allowing them to go through it. I think you spoil that child and you raise a child that can't cope. You raise a child that's going to have issues with life for a long time coming. And it's sad. And a lot of it is from the young parents who didn't like the way your parents brought you up and what they did. So you went to the extreme. Like, that's going to help. You know, 38% of younger Americans don't agree that America has a history that we should be proud in. Wow, really? With the history, how about, let's just talk about the things that we've done where we've sent aid to other countries. Where we've sent our aircraft carriers and our battleships out, not to blow the places up, like some of you smart butts would say, because our aircraft carriers can what? They can turn out 3,000 meals a day, or no, I'm sorry, a lot more than that. I think it was 3,000 meals each, like breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right? That they can turn tens of thousands of gallons of water an hour into fresh drinking water. We send those, and we don't charge the other countries for those. We helped rebuild Europe. We saved France two and three times from communism. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm kind of confused here. What exactly is terrible about America? It's just amazing. And for you 19% of millennials who believe that the American flag is a sign of intolerance and hatred, maybe you should get out of your little cocoon and go to talk to people who came here because of what that flag represents. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. And go shake a young one. Teach them. We'll be back tomorrow.